Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week when I can connect with you and you can connect with me and we can transfer all kinds of ideas to one another. And I really do have a lot to talk about tonight, but even with that, I encourage you to call in with your questions and comments. And something that I heard, and I really do like: be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you might be entertaining one of God's angels. I really like that. But if you stop and think about it, are we not all God's angels? I feel that we are. We have souls that were created and came from that God force. And in that sense, we are all angels. So let us all be kind to one another. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I find this an extremely interesting story, and this was on the 2020 show yesterday. It was a story about Kayla Mueller. She was captured by ISIS, and they eventually killed her. And it was quite a story that went with this, because it was basically the parents that presented what had happened. And they had kept a day-by-day diary with all of their trials and tribulations. And it was an extremely sad story, what this lady had been through. But the interesting thing is, Kayla came to me later, and we discussed this. And she told me that before her soul entered into this dimension, she was shown some of the possibilities. And I've talked to you about this before, where we have what looks like three computer screens, and it shows us the choices that we might make in this lifetime and the results of those choices, or perhaps some of the outcomes that those choices might bring to us. And so a lot of this happens on an unconscious level, but on an unconscious level, we have an understanding of these things that we go through in life, that we've actually at some point have chosen and directed that to occur with our soul. And so when I talked to Kayla, she said to me this is how it was with her, that in the past, she had other fingers of consciousness that had come to Earth that had failed. And this particular lifetime that she lived as Kayla, she was going to bring forth all of the good that she could possibly bring forth. And you might think, well, how could she bring forth good when she has been murdered? Well, the interesting thing is that those words have, you might say, passed around the world, because there's an organization now with her name on it. People contribute to it, and they intend to help people who have been captured and held captured by enemies of the world, and the United States in particular. So something good did come out of that, and she went through terrible suffering. But she talked to me, as I said last night, she came to me and she talked to me, and she's even saying now that when you cross over, you review that current lifetime. But not only that, you review as many lifetimes as you wish. You can go back and review your lifetimes, and you can see where you have succeeded and where you can see also where you wish you could have done it better. And so that's one of the things that you do when you cross over immediately. If you're not put in the bardo, if you're not given the task of trying to figure out what you did wrong, we don't all need to be in the bardo. But those that do may have to stay there for a long time. I mentioned to you that I had that experience with Julius Caesar. In a past lifetime, I was his daughter, and he didn't treat me very, or didn't treat her very well. And he was in the bardo, contemplating all the many things that he had done wrong. And he came to me in this lifetime, and he asked for forgiveness. And I forgave him, and I sent him my love, and I released him from the bardo. And in doing that, on an etheric level, he took me to the center of the cosmos and showed me what it looked like to the God force who resides there. Showed me how the energy moves around the cosmos, how the cherubim take this energy and they imprint it with all of the events that occur in the world, and it goes back to Source. And Source understands every event that has ever occurred in our realm, plus other realms also. So it was very interesting. Now, Kayla Mueller is here with me now. And if there are people who wish to ask her a question, I want you to feel free to call in and I will speak to her about this. I will pass the question along to her because there are so many troubled spots in the world today. The group ISIS is causing a lot of interference in Syria and other countries. And the only thing that's going to change any of this is sending our love and compassion to these troubled spots. And this, I am hoping that when you become aware of them, that you will do that. Also, while we are talking about it, this is not a trouble spot, but we have an election coming up soon in America. And I want you to, if you would be kind enough, to think about this election coming up. And may the right one be chosen to do the most good for our country. It's very difficult for us to know and understand the candidates, no matter how much they talk about it and say how much good that they have done. And we try to evaluate this, but it's really hard to understand the truth of who they are. So if we can just take a moment, send love and understanding and compassion to the election so that the best one will be elected who can bring forth the greatest good in our country. I know that there are people listening to this that come from other countries. And when your elections come forth, you can do the same thing there. It's only through the love that we sent forth and the intention to have the very best work for us. It's been so long since any of us have had what we would call statesmen. Where are the statesmen? I think so many who run for government have fallen under that guise of making money, of doing deals with other countries, with other people, and that needs to drop away. What we need are those who want the very best for our fellow man, to bring forth again those ideals that was in the Declaration of Independence. We need that. We need to be free And we also need to allow other countries to be free to follow their own guidance. If they ask for our guidance, that's another thing. But what I have seen in the past is we have interfered. We have taken down some of the leaders in other countries and put our own leaders there, leaders that we felt would be sympathetic to our country's goals. And we must stop this. We must stop interfering with other countries, and we should prevent, wherever we can, other countries from interfering with us. And so that, my friends, are some of the leads, some of the things that I wanted to talk about today. And if you have other things that you wish to bring forth, that you wish to talk about, please feel free to call in and bring up the questions that you might have. And I would suggest that you go to my website, carolynevers.com.
Nanine.
And on the left-hand side, if you're so inclined, to order a past life story. So Nanine is on the line. May I speak to you, Nanine? Good evening.
Yes, hi. Hi.
Hi, darling.
It's great to speak with you.
I love talking to you, too. Tell me what we can do for you. What did you have in mind?
I just wanted to know if there are any influential past lives that stick out for me for this lifetime.
Okay. I'm looking.
Past life. Thank you. Mm.
You love nature, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you love color.
Uh-huh.
I see you in a, this is a very, this is a lifetime from a long time ago, in the very early moments of this world created here, where there were beings from other life, other planets that brought in color. You were associated then with music. Have you been following music today?
Somewhat. I like music. I like to sing and dance and all of that. I'm not, professional at it, but I enjoy it.
It's what moves you internally.
Mm.
That is what you brought to Earth. You were one of the beings that brought to Earth this, I want to say Sound of Music, but it sounds so trite because there was a movie made with that. But the rhythm of music, you helped bring that to Earth, and you brought it from another planet. I can't see the planet that you brought it from, but you went through another planet, and you brought forth that love of beautiful sounds, of chords that are melodic. You see, the dark has changed some of our music today. But you brought forth those very pure sounds of chords where they were so melodic that when a person heard it, it brought forth the love in the heart chakra. And so what I want you to do, just take a moment and place your attention into the heart chakra. I would like for you to feel what that love feels like. You see, so many times we look to others to give us love. And there's nothing wrong with receiving love from others. But what we must do is, first of all, receive that love from ourselves. So look into the heart chakra. Tell your body, tell your consciousness mentally, how much you love yourself, how much you accept yourself, and tell your body, thank your body for all of its service and support that it has given you. And tell me how you feel when you think of these things?
I've had a lot of issues with my ankles and feet, so that's really, I think, a great thing to say to my body, that I appreciate it supporting me, and just really timely for me. And it feels good to say I love myself and I'm here for myself.
That is good. Now, your ankles and your feet, if you have issues there, it tells me something. And maybe this is true. Do you have a fear of going forward?
Fear of going forward. I'm not really happy with the kind of work I do. It's very hard physical work.
But what do you do, darling?
I'm a custodian in a school. And I'm a healer, too, but I wasn't, I didn't really make a living at it. So I kind of, well, some family stuff happened, and it kind of made me feel like I needed to heal myself for a while.
Absolutely. That's extremely important, to heal yourself first. But being a custodian in a school, that's very difficult from a lot of perspectives. You want to be a healer. First of all, you have the ability to do it. I see all this green light around you, and there is green, this healing green that runs through your structure of your body and also your soul. You were made and sent to Earth to heal. Because you see, in healing yourself and others, this is an expression of love. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
And it's what you really wish to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there someone, first of all, you're going to do this with yourself by sending yourself healing and love, but is there someone else in your circle of friends or family that need healing?
Yeah.
Well, don't mention their names, but okay. Take one of them. Start with one of them. And send your healing and your love to them. And continue it as much as you can. And see if it makes a difference. I think you will find that it does. And what you might want to do is have a little journal or pieces of paper that you write this on. Or put it in your computer. The results of your work. Because you see, if you can witness the healing that you do for someone else and the good that you do for someone else, it gives you confidence. And that is what you need today. You need the confidence to know that you can do this because you were made to do this. You were made to heal. You were made to come to the earth and work with others and love others. We travel in groups. And it's the way the universe teaches us. Sometimes we'll be siblings or parents or grandparents in a family. And we learn through these relationships how to grow. We learn through these relationships how to perfect ourselves. Because when you work with someone and you see that it works, it brings great joy. And well, this is one of the things that we need. You see, joy is really equivalent to love. Joy and love are the different faces of the same thing. It's what you're needing now, darling. So work on yourself. Work with healing yourself. And then start sending this healing to other people that you know that need it. And keep a journal right in there. What happens? Because what you need now is confidence. You can do the work.
Should they know that I'm sending it?
I didn't hear what you
said. Should they know that I'm sending it? Should they give their approval for me to send it, or can I?
Well, what you do is you don't have to say anything to them. You intend to connect with their higher self and ask them, ask their higher self if it's okay to send it, and you'll get an answer, yes or no. Most of the times, the higher self will say, yes, it's good to send this because
Nancy.
It's a form of healing and love.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
My pleasure. Nancy, you're on the line. What can I do for you?
Well, I called a couple of weeks ago, and we were going to continue with my daughter, Laura, and I was also kind of wanting a mini reading. So those two things. Either one is fine.
Well, tell me about Laura.
Well, she passed on almost 14 years ago in a tragic car accident, and I've felt kind of close to her since then, but I was just kind of wondering what she was doing and if she was, you know, working hard up there trying to...
First of all, I can call her forth because she has not left this cosmos. You see, sometimes the soul will work through all they have to work through, and then they move on to another cosmos, but she has not. She is here, and so we can connect with her. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Laura forth. You know that she is with you most of the time, don't you?
I feel that. Yes, I do get that.
Now, when you feel that, there is a certain feeling about her energy. I want you to connect with that now so that it reminds you she's right there. She's standing next to you. Just connect with her energy. It is a very soothing, beautiful energy. She was a beautiful soul, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Yes. Very special person, I think.
Yes. Mm. I sense that, too.
Yeah.
And she wants to work with you.
Hmm. Okay.
I want you to try and connect with that energy and see what she says. Now, first of all, you're not going to hear it in your ear, but
right,
there is a sense of what she is saying that you will feel in the heart area. I want you to connect. I want you to feel this so that you could feel her communicating with you. Let me know when you feel that.
Well, I think she's just trying to support me in many ways. I'm just trying to do my little good thing on earth here and as a cherubim, which I understand that she is also.
So. You've had many lifetimes together, darling. I know that doesn't surprise you.
It's true. It doesn't. It doesn't. No. I guess we've always kind of known each other for quite a long time, going back pretty far. Yeah.
And you feel comfortable in her love. She
Definitely.
Has a very comforting sense about her.
Hmm.
The sense that everything
true,
is okay,
true.
Mom. This is actually
yeah.
what she's trying to pass to you right now. Mom, I'm with you. Everything is okay.
It's reassuring to know that in this chaotic world.
When you meditate, sweetheart, I want you to connect with her because she could work with you and really help you a lot.
Okay.
So let me know in the future how that works out, darling.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carolyn. It was lovely.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Do we have someone else who wishes to speak?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Edie.
Did you say easy?
Edie, E-D-I-E.
Oh, Edie.
Edie, yes.
Edie, yes. So tell me what we can do for you, Edie.
Well, I'm wondering about my past lives and what is this hardship I'm having with my daughter in this life. She's hospitalized right now. And she's having some problems, and we just can't seem to get through this.
You mean the doctors can't find out what the problem is? Is that what you're saying?
She has some emotional problems. and I'm not sure how to deal with it. And what is this? How to overcome this? And maybe it is attached to some past lives we've had.
Sweetheart, how many times do you tell her, or do you tell her that you love her?
All the time, yes.
You love her and you accept her.
Yes, I do.
She's feeling some guilt over something. What happened that she feels guilty?
What happened?
Something recently, happened that she feels guilty about.
Recently, she thought she might have been pregnant in the last week. I don't know.
And what happened with the pregnancy?
Test came up negative, but she does not believe it. No, and she does not have a mate.
She wanted a baby, huh?
Yes. And she doesn't want to take medicine because she wants a baby.
Well, you know, that seems like an insurmountable problem, but it's not really in this sense. There are so many children out there who need a surrogate mother.
Yes, I've mentioned that to her.
What was her reaction?
Oh, she wants a baby of her own body.
Yes. And how, since she doesn't have a maid, how is she planning to do this?
She doesn't have any plans. I mean, she doesn't have any plans. She doesn't have a home. She wants to rely on me, I believe.
And in essence, she can't really rely on you for that.
Right.
You know, there are organizations where you can financially adopt a child in this country or in other countries.
Oh.
I can't think of the organization right now, but look it up on the internet.
All right.
What I would suggest, here is a way you could kind of put your feet in the water, toe in the water, without really becoming involved. Look to financially adopt some child that needs help.
Adopt
and connect
a child
with one of these. Because what they do is they send you pictures of the child, the history of the child, and you are sending money, of course, to help support them. And they give you results coming back of what good the money has done.
Uh-huh. I understand.
You might think about doing something like that with her.
Okay. And I was wondering if we had any past life connections together, myself and my daughter, that you can.
You don't even have to ask me that question, do you?
Probably not.
You know it's true.
Yes. And did we have problems in the past?
It's one of the ways that the universe allows us to grow. We have a group of souls that we travel with, and we occupy every possible relationship, siblings, parents, grandparents, friends, and you have done this with her many times. You have run through all of the relationships. So yes, she feels very close to you. You feel very close to her because you have shared all those relationships with her. And some have been successful, of course, and some haven't. And that is sort of the way things go. You know, the soul keeps trying to perfect oneself. So what's your relationship with her right now? Are you able to speak to her at all?
Yes, she's in a hospital.
When I said
there?
Speak to her, will she listen?
No, she has a hard time listening. She has a hard time taking any advice. And maybe especially for me. Are you still there?
I'm there. I'm just listening to the words that you're saying. Because this situation works with a lot. What I'm sensing here is that the two of you need to laugh together.
We need what together?
To laugh.
Pardon?
Laugh. You know when you tell a joke to somebody, you laugh?
Oh, laugh. I just wrote her a card today and told her I would love to laugh with her again.
Oh,
I just
that's
mailed.
Beautiful. That's what
yes.
you need to do. Bring some tapes into her hospital room where there are things where you laugh together. Funny things.
Oh.
Keep it light. Okay. I wouldn't get too serious with her to begin with. And she needs to be worked into that. In other words, first of all, do some light things with her, things that make the two of you laugh. It could be a radio show. It could be some comedian. It could be something on the internet or on an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an iPad, find something that makes people laugh. You know, there's a story about a man by the name of Cousins. I've told this before. It's a beautiful story. The man had cancer, and he was not given long to live. And as treatment for his cancer, there were all kinds of treatments that they wanted to do with him, and he wouldn't hear anything of it. He decided that he was going to heal himself through laughter. And so he played all kinds of things that would make him laugh.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Abbott and Costello, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And he constantly looked at things that made him laugh, and he cured his cancer.
Well, that's fantastic. One problem I have right now, she's about 600 miles away from me here. So I can't actually go and visit her immediately. But I can talk to her.
What can you do on the telephone?
Oh, I can play things for her. I can play recordings and read to her. She has phone time, it seems, pretty frequently.
Start with that. Your
okay.
higher self will give you guidance as to where to go from there, but you need to start someplace. It's a good
All
place
right.
to start.
I thank you
make
so
her,
much.
Make her laugh. Keep it light.
Keep it light. Okay. I sure
you
will.
You have a mother's love. You will succeed with this. You love her very much.
I do. I cried today. It just feels like there's almost nothing I can do. I feel so inept. It might be a word.
But see, you called here and you got an idea.
Yes, I did. And thank you so much. And
you're
thank
welcome.
You for
and just remember
us all.
This, my darling. There are miracles everywhere. Demand a miracle. Expect a miracle.
Oh, right. Demand,
demand
a miracle.
Demand a miracle between you and your daughter.
All right. I sure will. Thank you. Thank you very much. It feels
You're welcome,
better.
Sweetheart.
Have a good evening. You've
you
made
too.
Mine better. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, sweetie. My friends, believe it or not, we're halfway through the radio show. I wanted to tell you a little bit about if you were able to order a past life experience. It's not something that I tell you about the past lifetime. What we actually do is we take you to a past lifetime that your soul has chosen, and it's like an elevator. You go up in the elevator and you get out at this past lifetime that your soul chooses, and you experience it. We don't tell you about it. You literally experience it. You see the sights and the sounds of what you saw then. It's most extraordinary. And I've told this story before. There was an individual that thought that they had a past life with Yeshua, and when she got off in the elevator, She got off at that lifetime that she had shared with Yeshua. And Yeshua came and etherically put his hand on her shoulder. And Mary Magdalene etherically came and put her hand on the other shoulder. It was quite moving. And as I said earlier, expect miracles, demand them, and they will come. Because what you intend for yourself, you do accomplish. It's a law of the physical body. What you intend for yourself, you will accomplish. So we're halfway through the show. Call if you wish, or else I'm going to just keep talking. We were talking about that 2020 show yesterday, where Hella Mueller was discussed, where she was captured by that ISIS group in Syria and was murdered. When she came into this lifetime, she reviewed that. She knew before she came, though she didn't remember it, that these events would occur in her life. So in other words, she had this warning before she came. We see pictures. They look like pictures on a movie screen. Usually three choices. And we can choose where we are to be born and who we are to be born to. Though sometimes we might feel that that's not accurate because we're not happy with what we think is a choice that we made. But it is a choice, and you knew about it before you came. You reviewed it. Think on that sometimes when you are very unhappy about what's happening in your life. It's there for a reason. And it's usually for healing of yourself or someone else. It is a rule of the universe that we are to heal, that we are to have relationships with others, and we are to heal others. We might be going through a very traumatic time in the near future that has a lot of turmoil in it. And we need to keep a level head, and we need to do as much planning as possible to make our life easy through a time of turbulence. And if you stop and think about it, you really do know on some level that this is about to happen. Earth movement. People grabbing for power in our own country or in other countries, causing a lot of turmoil. Our whole history upon Earth has been with turmoil and dissension. And so what we need now is peace. And intend to send peace out into the world to calm those rough spots. And sometime when you're meditating, pick a spot in the world where there are a lot of troubles and send your peace and love to those places so that things settle down and people are kind to one another again. Love is all there is, my friends. Without love, the earth cannot exist. It will fall into great turmoil and trouble. And we need love, and there's so little of it in the world today. Intend now, when you hear my voice, that you will be about love, and you will guide all of those in your family towards love. And how do you guide people towards love? Through example. We don't have to preach to them. Most people don't like to be told. Most people don't like preaching. But they follow example. If you think about times in your life when you had a lot of fun, when there was great rapport. It wasn't because someone preached about it. It was usually because someone gave you an example of what love and happiness can be. And that is how we teach, my friends, by being the example. As a matter of fact, it's the only way that we can teach that is successful, to be the example and to be filled with gratitude. That is something else that we forget, gratitude. Take a moment, my friends, and think about some of the things that people have done for you that have been good things, and intend to thank them. Intend to tell them that you appreciate them. We don't say this enough to people. Thank you. I appreciate you. You're a beautiful person. Just tell someone that. It lifts their whole spirits. Imagine how you would feel if somebody told you that you were a beautiful person, that you were appreciated, that you were loved. And then do this for others. Well, my friends, we have 8 minutes. If anyone wishes to call in, we've got time. Not much time, but we do have some time. And if you're so inclined, go to carolynevers.com and order one of those past lifetime readings on the left-hand side. As I said, we don't tell you. We literally take you there. Your soul makes the choice, and you enjoy or you experience again those details that were in your life. It's a remarkable thing, my friends. We're very close to ending. We have so many choices, we just don't realize that we do. Before we come, I told you there was like a screen, 3 of them, giving the potential, the possibilities of what could happen in each one of those places where you would be born. And you can choose. You can choose your parents. You can choose your country. There's great freedom in the universe, though we may not believe it, but there is great freedom. Who's calling?
Ian Smith.
Ian Smith. What can we do for you, Ian?
I wanted to, I was wondering about a past life that I had, and I guess maybe, I don't know, maybe with Egypt or the pyramids or something, maybe.
Why? Is it something that you have an affinity for?
Yeah, it's like I was just always wondering if I had some kind of like past life, you know, with ancient Egypt or, you know, something like that.
Usually when people have these thoughts, it's because they're not just thoughts, they're memories.
Yeah, I would like to maybe know if I had some kind of past life like that.
Well, you have. Tell me what you remember, because you've had several. Tell me some of the things that you remember.
Well, it was kind of funny, like in like art class, I'd be drawing like, you know, maybe symbols and stuff like that I'd never seen, but things that I would remember, especially like the stargates. Like, I remember, it was funny, I just saw like a picture of them in the Gallery 13 underground subway system, I guess they have, that connects to the old world, you know, the old world system. And I remember them, I guess they were like black with gold writing on them, and then I saw a picture of them, and it was kind of like how I remembered it somehow.
You know that you did pass through a stargate, don't you?
I actually remember building them or making them, I think.
Oh, no, that's fascinating. So you remember making them.
Yeah, somebody said I had a past life, you know, designing the pyramids, or that I was an architect and other things. And I was always, like, I had a drafting degree. I always liked designing and drawing blueprints and stuff, so.
Well, you know, you helped design the pyramids. Does that surprise? That doesn't surprise you. I think you really know you did that, don't you?
Yeah, I still have some kind of like visions of me flying high up over the pyramids. Like, I guess it's some kind of ship, as like high in the sky or something.
See, that was a very common experience. It came from Atlantis.
Yeah.
Those little ships that you're talking about?
Yeah.
They came from Atlantis. It was the way that people traveled.
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
They were fast, but this won't surprise you. They worked on thought.
They work on what?
Your thought. In other words, you could think about telling this ship to make a left or a right-hand turn, and it would do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like an instant transmission, but people could actually just think of a thought and you would instantly like teleport anywhere. I see such things.
Well, it's because they had consciousness.
Yeah.
They had consciousness, and you could send them a thought, and they would obey your thought.
Hmm. It's funny how sometimes I always think of something. I always, no matter how impossible it is, I always get what I want.
If only people believed that.
Well, I didn't, you know, believe it either until it actually, you know, happens. Like, when my mom was once at Lilydale, New York, when we were at a Chinese auction, and I'm like, oh, we're going to win this, we're going to win that, and we won, like, everything that we wanted, which was really freaky.
It might seem freaky, but we're very powerful beings. And what was demonstrated to you, dear, is just how powerful a being that we are. We can take our thoughts and we can literally move events to come our way.
Yeah,
if only more people understood this.
I know a lot of people, you know, with the economy the way it is, they're always worrying about bills, to, you know, depression, how they're going to make it from one day to the next. But if they actually knew that, if they all thought really hard of one thing, that it could come true. This is why I kind of like manipulated time and speeded it up, which created, I guess you could say, the rat race. And also, I think I was responsible for like bringing down the ships were coming, I guess, to take us away soon. The bigger motherships. Now, the thing is that people can see these, so all the people are thinking about these ships coming and if they're going to take us away to a new Earth or whatnot. That's why there's, I guess, so many UFO sightings lately.
Well, they are, because that's where people's consciousness is leading them. And I saw some of those smaller ships going into a mothership. I was looking out my back window and saw it one time. I only saw it one time.
Yeah.
And they flashed colored lights. And they had a series of colored lights. And the little ship went into the big ship and then took off.
These ships can be very big. I had one thing. My grandma told me about this. It was funny that only she knew, though. But she said I was the leader of the Indigos. Is that true?
Well, that's interesting. What made her think it was the leader of the Indigos?
I don't know.
Well, for those who do not understand what the Indigos are, Would you explain your understanding of the indigos?
Well, they're an advanced race with a certain aura color. I kind of had some aura photos. It's just the way they behave a certain way, and their DNA is a certain way. It sets them apart differently from most people. There's many different color races, and the crystalline.
And they're positive. I'd like for you to bring that out.
Yeah.
But they're not negative.
No, a lot of people think they are, but we were really never given a fair chance in this world because, you know, hospitals, I mean, doctors said we had ADD. They give us all these, you know, shots and vaccinations. And
they're not good.
Like, they have high mercury, and, you know, the mercury's not really good for the brain or the pineal gland or whatever. I'm wondering, what would you think if, I was thinking about going to California to visit this one mountain. It connects to Agartha, I guess.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. I have some
strange connection. Why do you want to go there?
Something pulls me. Like, there's something I built there, like some kind of, I guess they all linked, but certain gates. They're very, very, very old. This is where Atlantis got their technology from.
Okay, let's take a moment and check this out. I want you to take a couple deep breaths, clear your system, and then I want you to ask your higher self if this is the thing that you should do, and intend that you will only connect with the light, with good things. And then sit back and wait for the answer. You won't hear it in your ear, but you will hear it in your heart center, and tell me what happens.
Well, I don't know if I can ever afford to go there, but maybe sometime when I can, I would like to go there. I feel that there is a very old stone gauge or something there that I know that they can fix and repair people to probably maybe perfect DNA. I know they have a very advanced, very old ancient technology.
But you didn't tell me what your higher self said. Did your higher self say that you should go there?
Very hard to see, but
you don't see it. You sense it in your heart center. What's your higher self telling you?
That if I probably did, I probably could maybe leave this world, this surface life behind, and maybe start a life down there. This might be far off in the future.
Do you want to do that?
I don't think I have nothing to lose at this point, the way things are.
I think what you need to do, don't make up this stuff. Meditate and ask your higher self what you should be doing. And be guided by that, no one else. Be guided by your higher self. And intend that only light beings enter your field of understanding, and only the truth. Intend that you receive only the truth, nothing else.
Okay.
You're on the right track. You have developed very high technologies. I think that's the word for it. Very high and advanced technologies you have worked with, but I think you know that.
I stumble across some new technologies and techniques that satisfied my hunger, I guess you could say. And even, I guess, aroused the government, I guess.
Nothing really new under the sun, is it?
No, it's forgotten techniques, I guess.
Yes. And there was a lot of advanced techniques in Atlantis that was destroyed by the dark. We'll have to talk about that sometime on the show, what happened in Atlantis where those dark priests came and took over and really destroyed the continent.
Yeah. So what do you probably pick up on in my past lives? Anything unique?
Sweetheart, you have to call next week because we're at the end of the show.
Okay.
We only have a couple minutes left and I can't get into that. But call next week. I'd be glad to talk to you about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. And there is a donate button there if any of you would feel comfortable with donating some funds. It would be helpful to me, and I would appreciate it. So, last word, go to my website, carolynevers.com, and if you're so inclined, order one of those past life, I want to say where you walk in those energies and you actually live it. Because people get so much from it. It's a remarkable session. And so, my friends, we only have a couple minutes. And until the next time, this is Carolyn Evers. Have a pleasant evening. And demand miracles. They will happen.